The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, some of the busiest workers in the country these days are couriers and postal workers up and down the country knocking on doors with packages, parcels and presents. So, just what are they delivering? Liam Geraghty has been finding out.
I'm in the job about 42 years now, so I started as a junior postman back in 1978, so it really was a telegram boy at the time.
Dickie Murphy is one of the thousands of postal workers, couriers and delivery drivers keeping the country going.
For the last 40 years I've been stationed here in Enniscorthy, so it's my job for life really, so you know, a few years left, but you know, a great job. Oh, it has changed a lot since the pandemic arrived. You know, in the last few weeks, it has really kicked off and it's, you know, we're gone very busy now altogether. With shops closed and people can't go into town or anything like that to buy anything. So they're buying online and small things, you know, like clothes for children's. You know, those are simple things people are buying. You can buy, I suppose, from a needle to an anchor in some of those places now, you know.
How are you this morning?
Joe Murphy is a postal worker in Roscommon.
My route is out down around Strokestown in the foothills of Slieve Vaughan, a beautiful scenic area for when all this is lifted. If anyone wants to come and visit us, we have Strokestown Park House and Rooski and Tarma Barry. Great areas up there.
Like postal workers all over the country, Joe has been going above and beyond for people during this time.
You drop into people maybe that you don't have a letter for now, just to see how they're keeping, especially people that you might think that were vulnerable or that. Are they okay for everything?
Joe reckons that because of COVID-19, we might see a return to people writing letters more often, especially young people.
Younger generation will say, oh, you know, maybe I'll drop a line to my friend. But maybe during summertime, or when youngsters say they leave school, and they go to college and they're all in different places, they must say, oh, you know, it would be nice, we'll send them a letter.
My name is Martin Langan, motorcycle courier, working for Cyclone Couriers.
Martin says before all of this, their work would have been delivering business to business about 70 or 80% of the time.
Now it's all from one private address to another.
Initially, Martin was delivering a lot of laptops and work equipment to people's homes so they could continue working. Even small things that you'd usually take for granted in the office.
When you get a pickup in Bray to go to Kildare town, all you're picking up is a phone charger, a cable for a phone charger. If you went down to the local €2 shop, you'd probably pick one up there, but they're not open. So people have no choice but to get them from friends or work colleagues and have them transported by us. Slightly higher charge, I'd say. There's no traffic on the roads. Normally you're quite stressed going through traffic, but there's nothing there, so it's nice and easy.
With people working from home in the suburbs, Cyclone says push bike couriers have seen a dramatic decrease in numbers, as most offices in the city centre are empty. Couriers like Usheen Kane have been cycling further and further out with deliveries.
Yeah, this has been another issue that we're going out a lot further now than we used to. The likes of Stillorgan, Whitehall, Crumlin, Cabra, whereas before we wouldn't really have gone further than sort of Amiens Street and Church Street, Rathmines, Balls Bridge, that sort of distance. So we're getting to see places we haven't seen for donkey's years.
Back in Enniscorthy, Dickie Murphy says postal workers are social distancing, dropping off parcels, stepping away, all in the fight against COVID-19. But there is still another menace to postal workers the world over.
You know, you don't take any chances, you know. You'd stay in the van if you see the owner coming out if you're fearful at all. I think the dog kind of knows that it's the postman. He drives in and drives out, so they're always very wary of the postman as well. So, you know, I think it probably works both ways.
Liam Geraghty reporting there.